Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Aleph. We left off on daf Yud Amud Beis. You're 5 lines from the bottom of the page. At Tanya, Rebbe Lezer Omer. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Mr. and Dr. Moshe Klein, Minli Ilo Nishmas, Yaakov Alexander, Ben Tzvi, Yitzchak, Alav Shalom, Misham Shevin Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss is we have a machlokas, which month the world was created in, and we're also going to have a machlokas about a number of other events, and which month those events happened. The Gemara is going to bring sources for the world being created in Tishrei, and sources for the world being created in Nisan, and we're going to discuss, and the source for both is from the same pasuk. We're going to discuss how each one interprets the other one's rayos. The Gemara is going to bring sources for the fact that the avos were born in Tishrei, and sources for the possibility that they were born in Nisan, and then the Gemara is going to bring the cheshbon of Yitzchak's birth, how it played out from the time that the Malachim visited Avram to Yitzchak's birth. And then the Gemara is going to bring the source for women giving birth and for Yosef being freed on Rosh Hashanah, meaning for particular women in Jewish history, Sarah, Rachel, Chana, how we knew that they gave birth on Rosh Hashanah, and how we know that Yosef HaTzadik was freed on Rosh Hashanah. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to give the source for Bittul Avoda in Mitzrayim and for past and future galios, and when that happened and when that will happen. And then the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas also about the mechanism through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the mabul. What type of change in the mazalos did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make in order to bring the mabul? So let's begin again. We're holding 5 lines from the end of the page on daf Yulam Beis. So says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. The world was created in Tishrei. But not only that, B'Tishrei Noldu Avos. Avram and Yaakov were born in Tishrei, the two of the Avos. Yitzchak will discuss later. B'Tishrei Mesu Avos. And in Tishrei, Avram and Yaakov passed away as well. Yitzchak died in Nisan, as again, the Gemara will soon see in the Gemara, that whatever month they were born in is the month that they would die. Because tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mimali shnosim shal tzaddikim. BePesach nolad Yitzchak. In Pesach, Yitzchak was born. BeRosh Hashanah nifkida, and on Rosh Hashanah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifkida. Sar Rachel and Chana were remembered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for pregnancy. BeRosh Hashanah yatzi Yosef mibeis haasurin, and on Rosh Hashanah, Yosef was freed from jail. BeRosh Hashanah bata avoda me'avoseinu b'Mitzrayim, and it was on Rosh Hashanah that the avoda stopped for Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, that even though the Makos began before that, the year before that in Nisan, and Mishpat, because the Mishpat HaMitzrim was Yud Beis Chodesh, but the Avoda didn't stop until Chodesh Tishrei. That's what Tosfos points out, that even as the Makos were going on, the Avoda was still going on. So B'Nisan Nigalu, the Geulas Mitzrayim happened in Nisan, and Tishrei Asid and Ligoel, and Tishrei eventually we will have the ultimate Geula. So if we know exactly when the Geula is going to be, how could it be a Chakalo B'chol Yom Sheyavo? So the Turi Evin writes that if we're Zocha, that the Geula is going to come in a manner of Achishena, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu hurries the Geula and brings it sooner, so then it could come at any time. Lav Davka B'Tishrei, Lav Davka B'Nisan. Some understand that over here we're talking about the Geula and not Bias HaMashiach. The Geula and Bias HaMashiach perhaps are two different things, and Bias HaMashiach could be in any month, and the Geula, whatever that's describing, Geula may refer to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Ramban writes in the Sakdama to Sefer Shemos. Sefer Shemos is called the Sefer HaGeula, not because that's when we got out of Mitzrayim, but it's called the Sefer HaGeula because at the end of Sefer Shemos, we have a Mishkan, and Hashras HaShchina in a Mishkan or a Migdash is the definition of Geula. That's what Rav Shechter points out, that he doesn't really so object to the term Aschalta de Geula when we talk about Hakamas HaMedina, because we do have, the Gemara tells us that the Seder HaGeula is going to be Lahamad LaMelech Lahach Rezara Shalom, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lahamad LaMelech Lahach Rezara Shalom Malek V'Livnos LaMbeis HaBechira. Yetzirah. So apparently it's a three-step process. You establish a Jewish government, you destroy Amalek, and then there's a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And that and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is the definition of Geula. So it could be that the beginning of that process, establishing a Jewish government in the land of Israel, is step one of a three-step process that that culminates in Geula. But anyway, that it could be that that Geula and Mashiach are two different time frames, two different events that are going to happen, and Mashiach can come whenever. So atzapelo b'chol yom sheyavo. Yet at the same time, Geula may only happen in one month or the other. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Benisa Nivra Olam. Rabbi Yeshua says the world was created in Nisan. Benisa noldu avos. Avram and Yaakov were born in Nisan. Benisa mesu avos, and they died in Nisan. BePesach nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born on Pesach, so in this he agrees. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shua are in agreement with each other, and Rabbi Shua also agrees that Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sar Rachel V'Chana, that in Rosh Hashanah Sar Rachel V'Chana were remembered for pregnancy, and Rosh Hashanah Yotzi Yosef Mibes HaSurin, Yosef was let out of jail on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Batla Avoda Avosena B'Mitzrayim, and Rosh Hashanah is when the Avoda stopped in Mitzrayim. Benisa Nigalu, Benisa Nasid and Ligael. The Geula happened in Nisan, and the ultimate Geula is going to happen in Chodesh Nisan. Now, when we say Rosh Hashanah Yatzi Yosef Beis HaSurin, so the pasuk says Ve'eratzeu Min Abar Vayigalach. So Rashi writes, why did he have to shave when they took him out of the bar? Mipnei Kvoda Malchus. So it sounds like had it not been for Kvoda Malchus, he would not have had to get a haircut. So if a person, what does that mean? A person who's sitting in jail, he doesn't have to get a haircut? No, it means that since with our Gemara saying that on Rosh Hashanah he got out of the Beis HaSurin, so how could he get a haircut on Yom Tov? So that's what Rashi's saying. Mipnei Kvod HaMalchus, the Tzorich Mitzvah, it's mutter. That the Tzorich Mitzvah, he's allowed to. That's what Rashi, that's perhaps what Rashi meant. That's how the Achronim explained. Now we said that Rosh Hashanah Batla Avoda Me'avoseinu B'Mitzrayim, the Radak explains, based on that, the reason why Tkiyah Shofar happens on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, yeah, we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah because Hashem says so. It says it in the Torah. But what's the Ta'ama Mitzvah? I meaning, a lot of times we give Ta'ame a Mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch tries to give a Ta'am for every Mitzvah, the Rambam Mar Nevuchim. So what would be the Ta'ama Mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar? Why are we blowing a trumpet? We're blowing a Shofar on Yom HaDin. What does Yom HaDin have to do with blowing a shofar? So the Radak in Tehillim explains that the reason for the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah is because that's when the Avoda stopped in Mitzrayim. A trua is a simon for Shiluach Avadim. That's sending slaves free. Just like we have a mitzvah of blowing shofar in Yom HaKippurim of Yovel, which crossed from Dror Ba'aretz to declare liberty in the land, to let everyone go free. That's a simon for Shiluach Avadim. So on Rosh Hashanah, as a zecher to the fact that the Avoda stopped in Mitzrayim, we blow shofar as a zecher to that on Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of our freedom. And that's why the Ketzeh Mata on the Mata Ephraim explains that we say Yom Trua zecher litzias Mitzrayim. Really? Yom Trua is a zecher? Rosh Hashanah? I understand Pesach Kamuvan is zecher litzias Mitzrayim. Sukkot zecher litzias Mitzrayim. At least they had Nanei HaKavod, which was an element of litzias Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah is a zecher litzias Mitzrayim? So he says, yeah, it's a zecher and a siman to the Shiluach Avadim that happened in Mitzrayim. And that's why we understand why the Taz brings that the Taz brings in some Tavkuf Pei Dalid Mila and Shofar, the Zuchus of Mila, I mean to mix together the mitzvahs of Mila and Shofar, because the Zuchus of Mila, we were Nigal Mi Mitzrayim, Varechem Sposesus Pedamayich, that's Da Mila, so therefore there's a Kesher between Mila and Shofar, and therefore when you do a Bris Mila on Rosh Hashanah, you juxtapose it with Tekiyas Shofar, because the two are very much related, since the shofar represents Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Mila certainly represents Yetzias Mitzrayim in the sense that it was the Zuchus of Mila that we were Nigal Mitzrayim. We said that in Rosh Hashanah is when the Avodah stopped. So in the Agadah Shel Pesach, it says, Avodah Meinu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim, and Ilu Lo Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayinu Mishubadim L'Paro B'Mitzrayim. So everyone asked the Kasha, all the classic commentaries on the Haggadah asked the Kasha. The paragraph starts off, avadim ayinu, that we were actually servants. And then we say, oh, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have put an end to that, mishubadim, we would be mishubad. Why don't you say we would be avadim to Paru Mitzrayim? So in the Haggadah's Maisa Nisim, the Nesivos' Haggadah, which is the classic Haggadah, if you ever want, you want to know where all the good words that people keep repeating on the Haggadah are from, it's from there. The Nesivos has all the most beautiful developed ideas on the Haggadah. So in the Haggadah's Maisa Nisim, he explains, based on what the Gemara says over here, that in Rosh Hashanah, the Avodah already stopped. So nevertheless, we were still Meshubad under Paro's government, under Paro's jurisdiction, up until Nisan. So that's why you say, Avodah Meyidin El Paro B'Mitzrayim. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out, of course we would have been Meshuchar for being Avodah, because that already stopped in Rosh Hashanah. But we would still be Meshubad if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out. And even though we wouldn't be physical Avodim anymore, but at that point we still would have been Meshubad to Paro Mitzrayim. That's how the Nesivos explains that paragraph in the Haggadah based on our Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Amar Minayin Shebe Tishrei Nivra Olam. How do I know the world was actually created in Tishrei? Shneimar V'yom Elokim Tachei Aretz Desha. That the world will be full of Deshaim, of plants. Esav Mazriya Zera Eitz Pri. And there are going to be trees that grow fruits. Ezu Chodesh Aretz Matsiya Deshaim V'ilan Malei Peros. During which month is there vegetation growing from the ground? And the trees are full of fruits. Haviyomer zet Tishrei. That's in the month of Tishrei. So you see that the world was created in Tishrei. Va'osa haperek zman revia, and that during that zman revia haisa, that period of the year is right around the time of the rainy season. V'yardu k'sham v'tzimchu shenemar ve'ed yalam in ha'aretz, and the rain came and caused things to sprout. That's what the pasuk says. Ve'ed yalam in ha'aretz, and a mist descended from the earth. And v'hishka es kol pnei adam. The pasuk continues, and it therefore gave water to that which needed watering. So that's around the time of the rainy season. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Minayin Shebenisa Nivra Olam. How do I know that the world was not created in Tishrei? No, it was in Nisan that the world was created. Shenemar Vatotzer Desha, same pasuk, Vatotzer Desha, and Eitzav Mazriya Zera Ve'etzo Sapri. So he darshins Ezu Chodesh Sha'aretz Malaya Deshaim, that the world is full of Deshaim already. V'ilan Motzi Peros, and the trees are growing fruits. Haviyomer Zeh Nisan, that happens during Chodesh Nisan. So it's a question of how do you understand it. When it came to Rabbi Eliezer, he said Ezu Chodesh, that the Eretz is Motzia Deshaim, that the Deshaim are first growing, and the Ilan is already Malei Peros. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that's not the way to understand it. It's that the Eretz is Malaya Deshaim, not Motzi Deshaim. It's already Malaya Deshaim, and it's first being Motzi Peros. The trees are first being Motzi Peros. So that happens during Chodesh Nisan. And that's the time that animals mate with each other and therefore reproduce. That the tzon become our lovush, which means they become pregnant. So at the time of Makom Yatfubar, Yisrael Af Yeshiru, at the time that the grains are standing in the field before the Ktsira during Chodesh Nisan, when the wind blows, they rustle in the wind, and you can hear as if there is singing. So that's the raya that the world was created in Nisan. That since the chayus and the ophos had to be mizdavig in order to reproduce, and that happens in Nisan. The idach nami, Rabbi Lazar holds that the world was created in Tishrei. Haksiv eitzo sapri. Doesn't eitzo sapri sound like that the eitz only begins to be motzi its peros? And that's in Nisan. So how can you explain the pasuk according to him that in Tishrei the world was created? No, that pasuk is telling me that Lidoros, it should continue to always make peros. But right now, it was an eitz pri, meaning it was already full of peros. So that's how Rabbi Eliezer will respond. The idach nami, Rabbi Yeshua, who said the world was created in Nisan, haksiv eitz pri. It says eitz pri. Sounds like that they have peros gemurim already on the trees. So how are you going to explain? So that seems pretty clear that it's B'Tishrei Nivra Olam and not B'Nisan. So who could there be Shoban? Because the Eitz only has full Peros already in Tishrei. In Nisan it may start to grow, but in Tishrei the Peros are going to be Nigmar. How could there be Shoban Levi? Now he understands that like Rabbi Shoban Levi. Dam Rabbi Shoban Levi, kol ma'isa bereshis b'kol ma'asa nivru'u, all of my Bais Bereshis, when it was created, it was created full, complete, fully grown. That's why it says Eitz Pri, that the Eitzim were created when they were already large, when they were already full, and they were able to be Motzi Peros right away. They weren't created as small saplings that had to grow, and then the Peros had to slowly strengthen over time. The same is true with the Deshaim, they were already fully formed. And when it says Veichulu, that tells me L'tzivyonim Nivru, and L'daita Nivru, that L'daita means, Rashi says, that each creation was asked whether it wanted to be created, and only when it got its approval was it created. L'tzivyonim Nivru, that they were asked before what shape and what they would look like and what its taste would be, and only then was it determined that they had input into what they would become. So you see that they came into being with their full beauty and their full shleimus and their full das, based on as if they were fully formed. Rabbi Lazar Omer, minayin shebetishrei noldu avos. Okay, how do I know that the avos were born in Tishrei? Shenemar vayikalu el melech Shlomo kol yish Yisrael biyarachei esanim bechag, and it says that that's the chodesh hashvi'i. So that's chodesh Tishrei. What does yarachei esanim mean? Well, it's talking about chodesh Tishrei very clearly because it says the seventh month. So how do I know that the avos were born in Tishrei? Because it calls it yarachei esanim. So we darshin yarach shenoldu bo a son Eolam, that the strong ones of the world, the foundations of the world, the pillars of the world, were born during that month. That must be the Avos. My mashmadai Eson lishna tekifi. Who told you that the word Eson means that which is strong, that which is powerful? In which case, in a chinami, that would refer to the Avos. But how do you know that that's what the word Eson means? Kedachsiv, because the pasuk says when Eson Moshevecha, that Bilam is saying about Yisro, Eson Moshevecha, that the place where you are in Klal Yisrael is very strong and it's going to be that way forever. How do I know that the Avos are Esanim? Va'omer Shimu Harim Esriv Hashem Ve'esanim Mostei Aretz, that the mountains are called Esanim and the Aretz is Miyusad on them. They are the foundation of the Aretz. And we find that the Avos are called Harim. So if the Harim are called Esanim and the Avos are called Harim, the Esanim must be the Avos. Where do we find the Avos are called Harim? Because the Omer pasuk says Kol Dodi Hineze Ba Medalig Al Harim Mekapetz Al Gvaos. So we darshin Medalig Al Harim Bizchus Avos, that the Kates is going to come more quickly in the Zchus of the Avos Mekapetz Al Gvaos Bizchus Aimaos. So we see that the Harim are the Avos, the Esanim, therefore, that it continues to talk about, must also be the Avos. Rabbi Shomer Minayin Shebenisa Noldu Avos. Rabbi Shua said, well, I disagreed with that. I said that it wasn't in Tishrei that the Avos were born. The Avos were born in Nisan. Shenemar, how do I know that? Shenemar, vayhi b'shmonim shana va'arba me'o shana, l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, b'shana arviyus b'chodesh ziv. That it was the 480th year after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, in the fourth year, in chodesh ziv, which is the pasuk continues, hu ha'chodesh sheni l'melech Shlomo al Yisrael, which is the second month from the beginning of Shlomo's reign, and then vayiven abayis Hashem, and then he built a beis hamikdash. What is Chodesh Ziv mean? Be'yerach shenoldu bo Ziv Sanei Olam, those who brought shining light into the world. That's the month of those who brought shining light into the world. So you see that they were born, the Avos were born in Nisan. So Mimela, when Iyar came, it was Malei Ziv, that it was full of Ziv, because the Avos came on the scene in Nisan. So by the time Iyar arrives, the world is already full of the light of the Avos. V'aksiv be'yerach Sanim, but what do you do with the fact that it says Biyarach Sanim and Biyarach Sanim is Tishrei? So didn't we say that the Avos are the Esanim? So doesn't that indicate that they were born in Tishrei? No, Hasam de Takifi b'mitzvos. The pasuk refers to Tishrei as Yerach Esanim because that's a month that's so strong with mitzvos. You have Shofar and Yom Kippur and Sukkah and Lulav and Arava and Nisach HaMayim. There's so many mitzvos, so that's why it's referred to as Yerach Esanim. V'idach Namin, Rabbi Lazar Udarshans from Yerach Esanim, that the Avos were born in Tishrei. Haksiv b'chodesh Ziv. What does he do about the pasuk that says B'chodesh Ziv. Chodesh Ziv sounds like they were born in Nisan. So who the ispe zivali ilane? Chodesh Ziv does not refer to the Avos. That refers to the fact that the trees are so beautiful during Chodesh Nisan, because it's the time that they're sprouting. That begins, the sprouting of the trees begins in Chodesh Nisan. And there's even a halacha for that relates to the fact that the trees are beginning to be malavlev, that the trees are beginning to sprout during Chodesh Nisan. Dam Rav Yehuda, Haiman Denafuk B'yom Nisan. If a person goes out to the fields during Nisan, which is when the trees begin to sprout, V'chazi Ilani de Malavlevi, and he sees that the trees are beginning to sprout, Omer, there's a bracha for that. He says, Baruch Shalochiser Me'olom Oklum Uvarabo Brios Tovos V'ilonos Tovos Lisnos Ben B'nei Adam. So that's why it's called Chodesh Ziv, because it's the month that there's such beauty in the trees that there's even a bracha for that. There is a big discussion in the poskim what exactly is the nature of this bracha, this birchas ha'ilanos, and also how many of those details are dafka, right? Someone who goes out, I meant the nafak, do you have to go out? Biyome Nisan, during Nisan, can it only be said during Nisan? V'chazi ilani de malavlevi, and you see ilanos that are malavlevim, you say this bracha. So are all those details necessary? So the lechora, when it describes that you see the ilanos that are malavlevi, it sounds like it's a birchas hari'iyah, that you see this and you say a bracha on the hana'a of seeing this thing, of seeing these trees. Lechora, it seems like a birchas shevach v'hodah. However, it's difficult to be magdir which birchas shevach v'hodah this is, because Shulchan Aruch quotes the dinim, or how it could be a birchas shevach v'hodah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the dinim in Siman Reish Chavav and not in Siman Reish Chav Hey, together with other birchas hari'iyah. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that nagu shelo levarich, there's a minhag that there are many of the birchas hari'iyah we don't say, but we don't find anyone that's knowing not to say the birchas eilano. So it sounds like, to a certain degree, birchas eilanos is a little bit different than birchas hari'iyah. So it could be that it's a birchas hoda'ah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us peros that we're going to be able to benefit from. Not the beautiful sight of the peros, but what that represents to us, that now I'm going to have the practical benefit of all of these peros that I'm going to be able to eat. Or it could be that it's like a shechianu, that I was zocha to see another spring season, that I made it through another year, and this is a sign of the coming of spring, that it's like a shechianu l'zman of prichas ilanos. So Rav Asher Weiss in Tshuvas Minchas Asher in Chel Gimel Simin Yadalid Os Aleph says that Birch Sariya B'Darach Klal are the bracha on a Simchas Riyas Davar, when you see something and you're overjoyed and you're impressed, and it's a reflection of the impact that seeing it makes on us. Like you haven't seen your friend for 30 days, or you see the Yama Gadol, so it's an event and you make a bracha. Birchas Eilanos, he says, is not Mishum Simchas Alev. It's a Birchas HaShevach on the Chidush HaBriya V'chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu Shebechlos Yimei HaChorev Hikrim Shebehem Atzei HaPri Heim B'Tardemas Ve'einu Motziim Priyu B'chod It's a unique kind of bracha. It's not a bracha about the tree. It's not that I'm so impressed with the tree. It's about what the tree represents. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the winter, everything was dormant and nothing was growing. And then in the springtime, things are coming back and things are growing again. So it's similar to Birchas HaLevana. It's not like the moon is so exciting. It's not that the seeing of the moon is the ikra of the bracha, but the time of seeing of the moon is indicative of the fact that another month has passed by. So based on that understanding, Rav Asher Weiss explains the Mishnah Berurah that we're not knowing to say the bracha of Shekacha Lo Ba'olamo when you see Ilanos Tovos and Brios Na'os, unless they're not in Bioser. Whereas Birchas Ilanos on any kind of tree, it doesn't have to be the most beautiful tree to say a bracha. Why should it be any different? Why should it be any different than Shekacha Lo Ba'olamo? But based on this, you understand, because it's not about that tree. It's about what the tree represents. It's about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing back this season of the year. L'chora, there are many nafkaminas. I wrote about this in my second sefer in Simon Chaval. There are many nafkaminas as far as what the hagdara of this bracha is, whether it's Birch HaShevach or Birch Sananin. It could be that nafkamina might be whether one is Yotzei, the Birch Seilanus, by saying a bracha of Shechianu. Maybe that would pater. Beis Yosef quotes such a shita that we're knowing to be so mechon the bracha of Shechianu at the time of Achilas Peros. That works if you say, like Rav Asher Weiss, that it's kind of a Shechianu that we've reached the season. But if it's about a Birchas Hariyah, that I see the tree and now I'm impressed by the tree, so then a Shechianu is not going to work. Another nafkamina is it dafka biyomei Nisan? It says a Yotze biyomei Nisan, but the Ritva says biyomei Nisan is lav dafka. It's whenever you happen to go out. So it could be that that's also totally in the Hagdara of the bracha. That if it's be'ikra birchsa nenin, that you're mevarich on the simcha sari'iyah, why does it have to be in Nisan? It could be at any time. But if it's really about the tkufa, it's about the season, it's about what's happening in the world, so then you understand that that's going to be Yomei Nisan. Another nafkamina might be whether there's a bracha on Ilan Yisrak or a bracha on Atzei Orla. What if you're not going to benefit from these peros? So if it's Birchas Hariyah that I'm very impressed because this is something that I know that I'm going to benefit from, so then the peros of Orla I'm not going to benefit from. But if it's a bracha on the season, it's not about these fruits at all. It's not about this tree really at all. A bracha on the season, even if it's a tree that's in the first 3 years where it's Arla, where there's not going to be any Hana'a, it could be that you would say a bracha. Rav Nissen Kaplan Shlita has in one of his svarim, or maybe not in his svarim, maybe I heard in a shir from him, he has a suffix if you say a bracha on peros that people would never, your mak would never teat because there's a chashash tolaim. You see, you never eat raspberries or something. So you're medaktik not to because of the tolaim. So is that include Rabbi Kivega raises a suffix about Arla. So he says maybe this is the same suffix, or maybe no, maybe over here the pre is perfectly kosher, it's just that you're not confident in your ability to clean it out of its bugs, so maybe it's but again that also would be part of that same nafkamina. Is it about these peros that this tree is producing, and it's about this tree that you see, or is it just about the season in general? Another nafkamina might be whether you say birchas ha'ilanos on Shabbos. The Kav Chaim says you don't say it on Shabbos because of a chashash shemi yataltot the yitl that we're afraid you're going to pull a fruit off the tree to smell it. Well, if it's about this tree and I'm excited about these fruits, so then I understand that there's a chashash. I might connect to this fruit. But if it's not really about these fruits, it's just about that I'm alive for another spring. I was zocha to see it. So then it's going to be, there's not much of a chashash that you're going to pull anything off of the tree. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. So up until now, we were discussing the Leidas Ha'ovel. So now the Gemara discusses when the Avos died. So man, Yamar Benisan Nodu Benisan Mesu. The Shita that says that they were born in Nisan holds that they died in Nisan. Man, Yamar Betishrei Nodu Betishrei Mesu. If you hold that the Avos were born in Tishrei, then they died in Tishrei as well. Shenemar Vayom Aleim Ben Meav Esrim Shana Anochi Hayom. Because we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, I'm 120 years Hayom on the day of his death was his 120th birthday. Shein Tamalomar Hayom. Why does he have to add the word Hayom? So Mat Tamalomar Hayom Hayom Malu Yama Yishnosa. He's saying that today is the day that I completed all my days and my years, meaning this is my birthday. That's something HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for tzaddikim, that they die on the day that they're born, on the anniversary of their birth, in order that their years should be full. Their day should be full. So that we see it by Moshe Rabbeinu, and the same is true for other tzaddikim as well. How do I know it's true for other tzaddikim as well? Shenemar es mispar yamecha amalei. So we have this additional limud that tells us not only by Moshe Rabbeinu that this is true by other tzaddikim as well. BePesach nolid Yitzchak. The Brisa went on to say that Yitzchak was born in Pesach. Minala. And how do I know that he was born in Pesach? Kedichsiv, because the pasuk says when the Malach tells Avram Avinu that Yitzchak is going to be born, he says, Hayipalim Hashem Davar, is anything beyond the capacity of Hashem? La Moed Ashuv Elecha. On the Moed, I'm going to come back to you. And he says, Keis Chayal L'Sarah Bein. This is Daf Yomi coincidence, this week's parasha. So La Moed means on the first Yom Tov that I'm going to come, Sarah's going to already have a son. So it's the earliest time it could have been to say such a thing was he was on a previous Yom Tov, and he tells him that on a following Yom Tov he's going to have a son. Say Maskai, which Yom Tov were they experiencing at the moment when he received that besura, when he received that bit of good news? So Ilema bePesach, if it was on Pesach, v'kamer lebat seres, and he tells him, oh, and you're going to have a son on Shavuos. But Chamish and Yom and Mika Yolda, could that be possible? 50 days later, she's going to pregnancy and childbirth in 50 days? No, El Dukai Batzeres must be on Shavuos for Kamalei B'Tishrei. And he's saying, oh, and on Sukkos, you're going to have a child. Akati B'Chamish Chamisha Yarchi Mika Yolda, 5 months, is that enough to give birth? Elo Dekai Bechag. It must be that it was Sukkos. V'kamala B'Nisan. And he was telling her that in Nisan you can have a child. So Yitzchak was born on Pesach, which was in Nisan. So says Gemara, Akati B'Shiti Yarchi Mika Yolda, still not enough time. It's still only 6 months from Sukkos to Pesach. Says Gemara, Tana Osa Shana Mu'uberes Haisa. No, that year was a leap year. Not Daf Yomi Kwinzan. That year was a leap year, and therefore it was 7 months. So sof ki madli mar yomei tuma. Even if it's 7 months, when you take away the days of tuma, because Sarah was tamei already still at that time, it takes 7 days to get out of the tuma. So batri luhu. So that's going to be a little less than 7 months. So marzutra afilu mand yomri yaladus latisha yaladus mktan yaladus shiva yaladus mktan. That's not a problem if it was less than 7 months, because that's the nature of things, that there used to be, it was understood that there were two types of pregnancies. There were 9-month pregnancies and there were 7-month pregnancies, like two tracks of pregnancy that women had. And the assumption was that when women would give birth on 9-month pregnancy, so that's a machlokas, whether they're yoledus mukutayin or not. There's a shita that if it's a 9-month, if they're on the 9-month track, that it's got to be 9 full months. It can't be a day early, that it can't be any less than 9 full months. But everyone agrees, Yoledus l'shiva is yoledus l'mukutayin. That if a woman's on the track of a 7-month pregnancy, so that's yoledus l'mukutayin. That's why we require 3 months of havchana to determine, I mean, that in hukarubra, to determine between a woman being married to one man, being married to another man, there needs to be 3 months in order to be able to know whose child it is. Because how do I know if it's a 7-month pregnancy from the later husband or a 9-month pregnancy from the earlier husband? So you need to create at least a 3-month gap between them, so you'll be able to determine the paternity of the child. So yoledus l'shiva could be yoledus l'mukutayin. That could happen even under 7 months, as long as it's 6 and change. How do I know 6 months and change is enough? Shenemra v'yilutkufos hayamim. Pasuk says that when Chana gave birth, it says it was l'tkufos hayamim. So what is tkufos? Miyu tkufos shtayim. It's a plural. Each tkufa is 3 months, and it calls it tkufos. So it was 2 times 3 months. But then it also says yamim umiyit yamim shnayim. So it must be 2 months and 2 days is enough time to go through a whole gestational period, to go through a whole pregnancy, and to be able to give birth. And that's what happened with Sarah when Yitzchak was born, that she was informed on Sukkot that he's going to be born on Pesach. It was a leap year, so it was under 7 months, which is perfectly fine. But Rosh Hashanah, Nifkada Sarah Rachel v'Chana. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Sarah Rachel and Chana, and he was gozer that they're going to be pregnant. So Minala, and how do I know that? Am Rabbi Elazar, Asya Pkida Pkida. We have a Gzera Shava Pkida Pkida. Asya Zechira Zechira, and a Gzera Shava Zechira Zechira. Ksiv Barachel V'Yisrael Elokim Es Rachel. Pasuk says Hashem remembered Rachel, and the end of the Pasuk is Vayiftach Es Rachba, that he opened up her womb. Uksiv Bechana, and it says Bechana V'Yiskare Hashem. That also in that context says V'Yeda Alkana Es Chana Ishto V'Yiskare Hashem. So you see a Lashon of Zechira used both by Rachel and by Chana. Va'asya zechira zechira mi Rosh Hashanah, and we learn zechira zechira from Rosh Hashanah d'chsev, because the pasuk says berashana shabason zichron trua mikra kodesh. So you see that the zechira that it says by Rachel and Chana must also be associated with Rosh Hashanah. So that's how we know that they were nifkad Rosh Hashanah. Pkida pkida, what's the gzeresh of pkida pkida? Ksiv b'chana ki pakada Hashem es Chana, and it says v'tar v'tel shosu banu shnei vanos. Uksiv, and the pasuk says b'sara v'Hashem pakada sara, and just like the pkida by Chana was on Rosh Hashanah, as we already learned, so it must be the pkida of Sarah was also on Rosh Hashanah. So that's how we know Sarah, Rachel, Chana, all of them were remembered to have children on Rosh Hashanah. Then we said Rosh Hashanah yotzi Yosef beis Asurin, and Rosh Hashanah Yosef was freed from jail. Minolan, how do I know that that's true? The chsim, because the pasuk says tikkun b'chodesh shofar v'kesel liyom chagenu ki chok liyisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. The pasuk continues, so that's talking about on Rosh Hashanah, and we already discussed how we know that pasuk is about Rosh Hashanah. Ezu chodesh shachag mischasaba, ezu chag shachodesh mischasaba, rather, which is the month that the chag that the moon is covered, that you don't see the moon, that's only in Rosh Hashanah. And what does it say? Eidus bihosef samo b'tzeiso. So you see that the zman of Tikva b'chodesh Ofar, the zman of Rosh Hashanah, is Eidus bihosef samo b'tzeiso. That Yosef was left the Beis Hasurim and he became a melech over Eretz Mitzrayim. He became a prominent person in Mitzrayim from being a lowly servant in a jail. But Rosh Hashanah, but the avodah me'avosein b'mitzrayim. Then we said on Rosh Hashanah, the avodah stopped in Mitzrayim. Ksiv ha'chavot tzeis yascha mitacha siv los Mitzrayim, uksiv ha'osam hasirosim yisevel shichmo, kapa mitzitavarna. So you see that the lashon of sivlos and sevel, from the, just like Yosef left the Beis Hasurim in Rosh Hashanah, so too the avodah of the shibud of Klal Yisrael stopped in Rosh Hashanah. From that word, b'nisan nigalu, nisan we had a gula, we experienced the gula, kedi'isa, that it says beferush in the Torah. You don't need you don't need Mar Mekomos for. You open up a chumash and you see that b'nisan we were nigal. B'tishrei asid in nigal, but in Tishrei we're going to have our gula lasad lavo. So Gemara says, how do I know that? Asya shofar shofar. That's a gzera shava of shofar shofar. Ksiv hacha, it says by Rosh Hashanah, which is in Tishrei, tikah b'choda shofar uksiv hasam, and it says by the gula asida by yomahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. So just like the Tikva B'Chodesh Shofar is referring to Rosh Hashanah, which is in Tishrei, so too the Gula Asida, the Tikva B'Chodesh Shofar Gadol, is also going to be in Tishrei, and that's how we know that the Gula Asida will be in Tishrei. The Brisa went on to say, Rabbi Shua Omer, B'nisan Nigalu, and B'nisan Asidan Nigael. Then no, the ultimate Gula is not going to be in Tishrei, it's going to be in Nisan. Minalan, where does Rabbi Yeshua get his Shita from, that it's going to be in Nisan? Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says about the night of the Seder, that Lel Shimurim, that it's a night called a Lel Shimurim, a night of protection. So the Chum Darshan, from the fact that it says, L'dorosam, the Pasuk says, Lel Shimurim hu la'ashem l'otziyam eretz Mitzrayim, hu alay la'azal la'ashem shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'dorosam, so it's Lel HaMashu that already during Sheish Mei Bereish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for all future Geulos, Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Gula Asida, that they're all going to be on that night. V'idach, and Rabbi Lezer holds that in Tishrei we're going to have a Geula. What does he do with Lel Shimurim? He says, no, Lel Shimurim doesn't mean that Hashem is sitting there waiting, when am I going to do it already? When am I going to bring the Geula? No, it means Laila Meshumu Rabba Min Amazikin. It's something about the night of Pesach, that it's a night of protection, that we don't have to worry about damage that would normally be caused by mazikin, that normally there are all sorts of concerns of harm that you have on a regular night, and on the night of the Seder you don't have any such concerns. That's like Meshum Rabam and Mazikin. That's what the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah in Darkei Moshe in Siman Taf Pei writes, that they're knowing to open the door when you say Shvoch HaMascha, because the Or Zeruah says not to lock the doors of your house on Lel Pesach, because it's a Lel Shimurim. You're showing Amun HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you trust in Him, and of that haftacha, of that bitachon that we have, we're going to be nigal. So we open the door, shvoch hamascha, you know, when you're saying that through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be shvoch hamascha al agayim, through the amunah that we're expressing by opening the door. It's not Eliyahu HaNavi related. This comes way before anyone ever mentioned anything about Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi can come through other ways. He'll sneak in the window. So we have no, we don't need to open the door for Eliyahu HaNavi. That's, that we don't have much reference to Eliyahu HaNavi coming to the Seder before like 400 years ago, but you do have Eliyahu HaNavi. We have already in Chazal, comes to every bris, right? That for sure. But you don't have Eliyahu the opening the door. The Ramah says that's a sign of emunah because of Lel Shimurim. In the base Halevi, he explains we open the door at Shvoch Hamascha not at the beginning of the Seder, and we say Kol Dichman Yesev V'Echal, is because the Gemara says in Pesachim that in Lel Pesach we're not choshesh for zugos, that normally you try not to do things in pairs because all sorts of mazikim are going to damage us when we do things in even numbers, and we just drank Dalit Kosos on the Lel HaMeshumer Min HaMazikin. So when we pour the fourth cup, that's the zman of to reveal that we're not worried about zugos, and therefore we open the door to say it as this doesn't bother us. We're not afraid of anything. The Ramah says you don't say Kriya Shema Alamita on Lel Pesach other than just the first parsha. Nothing else that's meant to protect us from Mazikin. So you have a whole bunch of Hanhagos that we have based on this concept that it's the Laila Mishumar Abba Min HaMazikin. So says Gemara, Va'azul L'Tamayhu. So now the Gemara goes on to say that each one, both Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, explain how the Mabul began L'Shitasam. Titania, the Brisa Darshans, the Torah tells us about the beginning of the Mabul, B'Shna Sheshmiel Shana L'Chaye Noach, B'Chodesh Hasheni B'Shiva Asher Yom L'Chodesh. So Rabbi Yeshua Omer, that since it was in the world was created in Nisan, so the every year is counted from then. It begins in Nisan. So Sayom, the day that the Mabul started, was Shivas or Be'er Haya. It says it was in the second month. So if the world was created in Nisan, the second month is Iyar, must have been the 17th day of Iyar. And that is the Yom Shemazel Kima Shokea. It's the day that the Mazel Kima up in the sky is sunken in, and Mayonos Misma'atin. And the springs, the natural springs, are Misma'at from the heat of the summer months, and the rain stops. And because in the Dora Mabel they weren't acting appropriately, they changed the way a person is supposed to behave. So Shina Kodesh Baruch Alei Maisa Bereishis, Hashem changed the natural order of the world. The Hela Mazel Kima Bayom, and He brought up the Mazel Kima during the daytime. V'Natal Shnei Kochav Mikima, and He took two stars out of this Mazel Kima, and that consequently Vevi Mabel Olam. That's what brought a Mabel into the world. Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that no, we're doing the Cheshbon wrong, because he holds that Petishrei Nivra Olam. But Baruch Hashem, will pick up with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion of how the Mabul was brought tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.